Chapter 6, Two Unexpected Passengers. 2 or 3 days later, we had the raft up against the bank of the river to find some fruit. Suddenly, two men ran towards us and begged us to save their lives. They said that there were men and dogs running after them. Before I could say a word, they jumped onto our raft. When Jim and I followed them onto the raft, they pushed us away from the riverbank into the middle of the river. One of the men was about 70 years old. The other man was about 30. They both had very old and dirty clothes on. After a while, the younger man told us his story. "You are good people, so I am going to tell you my secret. I am a duke." Jim was very impressed. "Yes," the man continued. "I am the true Duke of Bridgewater. My uncle stole all my money, and now I live like a criminal." Both Jim and I felt very sorry for the Duke. We asked him what we could do to make him happier. "You can call me your lordship, and one of you can serve me dinner every day." It didn't sound very hard, so we agreed. In the evening, Jim said,
"Here is your food, your lordship. I hope it tastes nice."
I noticed that the older man didn't say much, but he watched everything very carefully. The next morning, I found out why. "I, too, have a secret," the old man said when he woke up. Jim couldn't wait to find out what this new secret was. "I am the true king of France," the old man revealed triumphantly. "I can't believe it," said the Duke. "I thought the king was dead." "Well, I'm not. My enemies stole my throne and my money. Although I look like an old man in blue jeans, I am the son of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette." You can imagine how excited Jim was, now that we had a king as well as a duke living on our little raft. "I'm sorry you are so unlucky, king," said Jim.
"Is there anything we can do to make you happier?"
"It's kind of you to ask," said the king. He started to smile at the Duke. "It would be nice if you called me Your Majesty. And of course, a king always gets his food before a duke. I suppose you want to keep up that tradition." Jim thought that any kind of tradition was wonderful, and he agreed immediately. But I could see that the Duke wasn't too happy with the situation. The king also noticed that the Duke was unhappy. "Come now, my dear Duke," said the king. "We are going to be on this raft for a while. It will be quite uncomfortable if you don't cheer up. It's not my fault that I was born a king and you were only born a duke. Give me your hand and let us all be friends." The duke shook hands with the king, and I was pleased. It isn't good to have any unfriendliness when you are traveling on a raft. After a while, I realized that these two liars weren't really kings or dukes, but I didn't say anything. I learned one important lesson from Pap. The best way to get along with bad people like Pap and the Duke and the King is to let them have their own way.